From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. If you're recovering from some energetic eating on Thanksgiving, well, listen up. Scientists have found a molecule that's produced after consuming a fatty meal. It appears to send a signal to the brain saying it's time to put down that fork. This molecule could someday help people do a better job of controlling their weight, as NPR's Joe Palca reports.
The molecule has a name that's a mouthful.
N-acylphosphatidylethanolamine.
Gerald Schulman and his colleagues at Yale University School of Medicine discovered N-acylphosphatidylethanolamine, or NAEP for short. It's a compound that's made from triglycerides, the kind of fats you find in meat. Now, there are a lot of signals that tell us when we've eaten enough. The stomach stretches and the gut produces a mix of hormones that send signals saying enough already. NAEP is new. It's produced in the gut, but Schulman says it acts in the brain, and it's only produced following a fatty meal.
We showed that it doesn't increase with carbohydrate feeding, does not increase with protein feeding, just fat feeding.
So let me see if I've got this. We eat fatty food. There's a reaction that happens in the gut that breaks the fatty food down into various elements. One of these elements is this NAEP.
Right.
And then it's carried in the bloodstream to the brain and a particular part of the brain, the hypothalamus, where it has an effect on appetite.
Exactly.
The effect is to reduce the appetite. As Schulman reports in the journal Cell, giving rodents a synthetic form of NAEP reduce their food intake. In fact, most of what Schulman knows about NAEP comes from rodents, but he says humans produce NAEPs too.
So as we speak, we're doing studies in humans looking to see if we get similar increases in NAEPs following fat ingestion.
If they do, Randy Seeley says this could be an important tool in helping people struggling with obesity.
This opens up a whole nother avenue of different kinds of signals the gut might be generating that tell us how much we've eaten.
Seeley is associate director of the Obesity Research Center at the University of Cincinnati College of Medicine. But could be an important tool is the key. Seeley says, sure, it's possible that someone is obese because they're not producing enough NAEPs, so their brains don't know when to stop eating. In that case, a dose of NAEPs could be helpful.
If they're already making a lot of it but are insensitive to it, right, which is another possibility, well, then giving people more of it won't be as helpful. And trying to figure that out is sort of a long-term process that, you know, requires a number of years. And that's where we'll figure out whether it's likely to be therapeutically beneficial or not.
Seeley says it's important to keep in mind that, for the most part, we are very good about maintaining the proper weight.
Think about how many calories you're going to consume this year. The answer is it's about 900,000. You probably consume 50% of those between now and New Year's. But you consume 900,000 calories in a year. If you were just going to gain 1 pound, you'd have to only overeat by 4,000 calories.
That's 11 calories a day over the course of a year. Of course, if NAEPs could help some of us avoid those extra 11 calories, that could be a good thing. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.